Dad and Uncle Clarence to come back. I want to hear the news.
Do you think they're going to buy the sheep station?
Well, I don't know. Dad said he'd have some news when he came back.
Oh, what do you want here, Al?
Is there any news yet?
No, not yet. And you two have plenty to do, and I've got all my work cut out to keep the house going, what with Dad complaining about everything. He says he wants corned beef for his tea tonight. Never complains like this when Mum's here.
Oh, well, Annie, Dad doesn't mean it. It's just that he misses Mum, that's all.
There might be a letter from Mum today.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I'll slip down to the letterbox and see. Hey, you two wait there.
What's up, Annie? You don't look too happy.
Oh, I'm run off my feet, Al. This place isn't what it used to be now that Mum's not here. And Dad's that hard to please.
Oh, I suppose he's miserable because Mum's away. Do you think Dad and Uncle Clarence will buy that sheep station?
I'm sure I don't know, but I wish they'd go and live on the sheep station.
Oh, Dave will be boss of this place then.
I can run the place all right, can't I, Al? I'm a good housewife.
Too right you are. You'll do me any day. And what's more, you've learned to like poetry. That makes you very precious to me, Annie.
Oh, Alf, you're always so sweet to me.
Oh, am I? Well, you mustn't whine about Dad growling a bit. His bark's worse than his bite.
Yes, I know that, Alf. But he can never find anything. He's getting that absent-minded.
Of course, Mum always knows where he puts everything.
Well, so do I, if he'd only give me time to find things. What made it worse last night was you walking away with that writing pad.
Well, I'm going to buy one of my own pads next time I'm in town. I'll have to go into town tomorrow, too.
What for?
To see about starting my elocution classes. Well, I think the pupils ought to start on a simple poem like The Charge of the Light Brigade. Oh, they can put plenty of expression in that.
Oh, that's a lovely poem.
Yes, you know how it goes, Annie. Off a league, off a league, off a league onward.
There is a letter from Mum.
Oh, what does she say?
Oh, I don't know. I can't open the letter. It's addressed to Dad.
I hope everything's all right.
I haven't posted her that poem of mine yet.
I wonder if I ought to run this letter over to Gerald's place. Dad's waiting for it, you know.
You can go over on my horse if you like, Dave. Dad's taking the car.
Oh, Dad may be on his way back here now. He should be here at any time.
Well, perhaps I'd better ring up and tell him there's a letter.
I hope the letter will put him in a better humour. And for goodness sake, put it somewhere where he can find it easily, Dave.
Oh, I'll just keep it in the pocket for the time being.
You want to open your mouth and speak more clearly, Dave. Huh? Let the vowels and the consonants come out.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm just practicing for me elocution school.
Oh, well, I talk all right, don't I?
Oh, but I could improve you in no time if you were one of my pupils.
Well, I don't want to be one of your pupils. I've got plenty on my mind without learning elocution.
Now, don't rush your words. Don't rush your words. Bite them off more clearly.
Oh, isn't Alf wonderful? He'll make a great elocution teacher.
Yeah, well, don't let him start teaching me. I know how to talk.
Oh, I could improve you a lot, Dave.
Well, I don't want to be improved.
Ah, you see, my Alf's progressive. He wants to improve everybody.
Oh, listen. I can hear the car.
Oh, too right. It's the car, and it's coming through the gate now, and Dad and Uncle Clarence are in it.
Now we'll know whether they bought the sheep station.
Here it is. Well, I'll leave the car here, Uncle Clarence. We may need it again. You know, with a business like ours, we're likely to be called out at any time.
How did you get on, Dad?
Oh, Uncle Clarence and I are now the owners of Gerald Station. Oh. Everything's been arranged, the paper's signed and everything.
Yeah, of course there are a few legal formalities to be fixed up yet. But we bought the property.
And when are you moving in?
In a few days.
I won't have to do your packing, will I?
Oh, no, we'll probably wait until Mum comes back.
Oh, then you've really bought a sheep station, Dad.
Yes, and from now on, Dave, you're manager of this place.
Oh, good old, eh? Well, there's a lot of work to be done, and I'm going to run things a different way here.
Oh, no, you're not. Now, don't make any mistake about that, me boy. You may be manager, but I'll be popping over pretty soon to see that things are run the way I want them.
Hey, Dave, what about Mum's letter?
A letter from Mum? Where is it?
Here it is, Dave.
Hey, well, why didn't you give it to me before? What do you want to stick it in your pocket and forget all about it for?
Well, what does she say? What's the news?
Well, give me a chance to read it. I'm
so excited I can hardly open it.
I hope everything's all right, Dad.
I'll tell you in a minute. Wait a minute. Let me finish the letter.
Is Auntie Constance getting better?
Yeah. How can he read when you are chattering at him all the time?
Well, tell me, Dad, is everything all right?
Yes, everything's all right. I think I'd better read you the letter, then you can all hear.
Oh, is this a good idea? Go on, then.
Dear Dad, I suppose you got me wire saying I'd arrived safely. I had a good trip, and I wasn't a bit scared in the plane. When I got here, I found that me sister Constance was very ill indeed, and there were two doctors attending her. I met me niece Martha for the first time. She's such a sweet girl, but is naturally worried about her mother. They've had a very bad spin. I'll tell you all about it when I get back. I'm pleased to say that Constance seems a little better today, and the doctors are pleased with the progress she is making. I hope that soon she'll be out of danger. I've been thinking a lot about all of you. Bless her. I'm anxious to know how you got on about the sheep station.
Yes, she'll be pleased to know we bought the sheep station.
Let Dad finish.
She says, don't do anything foolish, Dad, but I know whatever you do will be for the best. Give my love today. I hope he's looking after himself, and I hope Annie's looking after you. Remember me to Alf and Annie, and also give my love to Uncle Clarence, and don't get into any arguments with him.
Yeah, you ought to remember that.
Now, will you let Dad finish the letter?
I hope to be back very soon, and if Constance is well enough to travel, I may bring her with me. Also, Martha, whom I'm sure you'll like.
Good gracious, visitors, where are we going to put them?
No more just at present. Look after yourself, Dad, and don't worry about me. I'm very well. I hope you are the same. I'm longing to see you again and looking forward to coming back to Snake Gully as soon as I possibly can. Best love to all, your loving wife, Sarah.
Oh, well, things look a bit better, don't they? It looks as if Auntie Constance is going to get well.
Yes, well, I wish she'd hurry up and get well. I need your mother badly. I've got such a lot of things to talk over with her. I'll have to answer this letter.
But you only wrote to her last night, Dad.
Well, I know, but I can write again tonight, can't I? That's if Alf hasn't pinched the pad again. Now, what are we all standing around here for? There's a lot of work to be done. Is lunch ready, Annie?
No, not yet, Dad.
There you are. Never on time. I've never known Mum to be late with lunch.
Well, we were waiting for you.
Well, get us some lunch, please, Annie. Have you got anything to do, Dave?
Yes, I've got plenty to do.
Well, you and Alf get busy. Uncle Clarence and I have got a lot to discuss. Now, you young people don't know the meaning of work.
Why, of course they don't. Well, come on, Dad, and we'll talk about our plans.
Well, I'll have to go over to the sheep sales and have a look at some weathers.
Well, that's your affair. I don't know anything about weathers, or use, or anything like that, but go easy on the expenditure.
Well, if I recommend that we buy certain things, I know what I'm talking about, and you won't have the right to knock me back.
Yeah, but I've got to keep a careful eye on the money. We've only got 5,000 to play with, and we don't want to spend it all at once.
Well, we've got to make that sheep station pay.
Yes, I know that, but... But ever since we had lunch, you've been sitting here telling me what you're going to buy. I reckon you've spent more than the 5,000 already.
Well, there's no need for you to be a narc.
I'm going to watch the money side of it very carefully.
Oh, dear, I'd forgotten all about fences. There'll have to be new fencing in a lot of places on that station. I was having a look as we went over. And I thought to myself, come in, Dave, I want to talk to you.
You and Uncle Clarence have been talking here all the afternoon. Haven't you finished yet?
Of course we haven't finished. We've just bought a vast property, and there's a lot to talk about.
Yes, well, I want to talk to Dave. Now, listen, me son. You're going to manage this property for me.
What? The sheep station?
No, not the sheep station. I mean this property here.
Oh.
And I want you to remember that I built it up to what it is today. You'll have a lot more responsibility now, and I want you to keep the place up to standard.
Oh, Dad, I'll do my best. I thought to begin with I'd cull out some of the poorer cows in the Jersey herd.
You'll do nothing of the sort.
I've built up that herd, and there are no poor cows in it. Now, don't get rid of any of those cows without consulting me.
I reckon that western paddock's a bit too big. I thought I'd run a fence across the middle of it.
You leave that western paddock as it is. It doesn't need a fence across the middle. We want one very big paddock here in any case.
All right, Dad. And I was thinking that the way the farm is now, the cow bale's in the wrong place.
Ah, what are you talking about? That cow bale's been there year in and year out. I only added to it a little while ago. You leave it where it is.
Oh, am I supposed to be the manager of the place or not? You won't let me do anything.
Well, you're looking after the place for me.
Oh, it's us. Will I answer it?
No, I'll answer it. Something to do with a news station, I suppose. Hello? Yes? What? Oh. All right. I'll take it now. Just give it to me over the phone, will you? What? Are you sure? Oh. All right. Thank you.
What's up, Dan?
It was a wire from Mum. Her sister passed away this morning. Oh, Sarah will be upset. I wish to goodness I was with her.